Now we're going to be looking at the first reading and the psalm. The first reading is from the book of Proverbs, chapter 31. Some chosen verses. I'm going to read some that aren't chosen. And then the psalm, which is a very beautiful psalm. It's all about all those who believe and fear the Lord and walk in His ways. You shall eat the fruit of your handiwork. The theme is wisdom, once again. But this time is wisdom as living and active. Wisdom that does things. The gospel is going to be about the people who get these talents from the talenta, from the ruler, and trade with them, and the last guy doesn't do anything. To prepare to understand what our Lord is getting at, they take this text from the book of Proverbs. It's in chapter 31, which is the last chapter, and it's what's called an acrostic. That is, it goes, the first line begins with A, second line begins with B, you might hear it, Ash Eshet Hayil, and then the next line, Betech, the next line, Gimelat, you hear it, Aleph, Beth, Gimel, A, B, C, all the way through the 22 verses of the Hebrew alphabet. And it's a description of a good wife. But a good wife embodies, shows forth, symbolizes wisdom. First, because wisdom is feminine. Wisdom comes to us with gentleness, attractiveness. This beautiful text, we were doing something like this a few weeks ago, and I read it for you. It's in the book of Sirach, chapter 15. I might have put it here. I have a bunch of wisdom texts back here. Let me take a look. Yeah. He's been describing the wise man. Now he says, this is Sirach, he who fears the Lord will do this. He who is practicing the law will come to wisdom. And now he describes what it's like to have wisdom enter your spirit as a gift from God. Mother-like, she will meet him. Like a young bride, she will embrace him, nourish him with the bread of understanding, and give him the water of learning to drink. He will lean upon her and not fall. He will trust in her and not be put to shame. Do you see how wisdom is powerful and yet is, the only word for it is feminine, you know? And this is something someone has to experience themselves, because Jesus Christ is the wisdom of God. But when he impresses himself on us, it comes through, I'm daring when I say this, there is where he most has the traits of his mother. Coming to us like that. Mother-like, you see, she greets him. Like a bride, she embraces him. There's a softness, there's a femininity. But the text we have today talks about something else. There's an energy. Wisdom is energetic. And so, at the end of this beautiful book of Proverbs, where we have many feminine images for wisdom, I have some of them here. I've collected for you. Proverbs 8 is the famous one, right? Dame Wisdom. Does not wisdom call and understanding raise her voice? On the top of the heights along the road at the crossroads, she takes her stand. By the gates, the approaches, she cries aloud, to you, O men, I call, and my appeal is to the children of men. Do you hear the energy? There's energy in wisdom. Wisdom is not gazing at the stars. It's a feel for God, born of love. That is the energy by which we can act. Wisdom cries aloud in the streets. In the open square, she raises her voice. Down the crowded way, she calls out. At the city gate, she utters her words. How long, you simple ones, will you love inanity? How long do you turn away at my reproof? Lord, I will pour, lo, I will pour out to you my spirit. I will acquaint you with my words. So when Jesus cries out in John 7, the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus cries out. Jesus cries out as wisdom. It's mysterious, isn't it? This force, this light, this energy that gets things done, and yet it's not like a hard hat construction worker. It's another power. And it's when it enters your spirit, it enters with such delight, such, I guess you could say softness, but not soft in the sense of sensual. I can't give up. I don't know how to say it. So this Eshet Chayil, we got our first translation problem starts right there. The text says, a woman of power? Where could she be found? Eshet Chayil. But let's see what this translation is. Oh, you see, when one finds a worthy wife, no, that's pretty flat. The text isn't that, says, this woman, you know, where can she be found? And her value, Yimsa, you know, and then Rahok, far above pearls. And then the next line, her husband, entrusting his heart to her, you see, has an unfailing pride. So it's talking about a competent woman who loves her husband and runs the household, but not like a tyrant, like a woman. And that's wisdom. You see how these images are? Because ultimately, the wisdom of God is Jesus. But Mary is called the seed of wisdom because it was her womb that was his dwelling place. And she is also the place where wisdom most dwells. She brings him good and not evil all the days of her life. She obtains wool and flax and works with loving hands, you see? Works with skillful hands, loving hands, it's okay. Like merchant ships, she secures her provisions from afar. She rises while it is still night and distributes food to her household. Now, all of this is symbolic. Huh? This is what a woman who cares for her household does. But it's the drive. What's behind all this intelligent activity? Love. And love inspiring intelligent activity is wisdom. That's why creation is a work of wisdom. It's love, the Father's love, inspiring him to share the divinity, share his being. And so he does through his Son, huh? You made all things in wisdom, did we not? And so, she puts her hands to the distaff and her fingers ply the spindle. I'm going to read you some lines that are omitted in the thing, huh? Like merchant ships, she secures her provisions from afar. She rises while it is still night and distributes food to her household. She picks out a field to purchase, and out of her earnings she plants a vineyard. She is girt about with strength and sturdy are her arms. You see how it slides back and forth? A woman who loves her family and is energetic like this is a delight to behold, right? It's just something special. Sometimes they have 5 kids, sometimes they got 12. But it's wisdom in action. Like, you see, if all that planning and activity is moved by love, it's wisdom. Okay. She reaches out her hands to the poor and extends her arms to the needy. She does not fear the snow. All her charges are doubly clothed. She makes her own coverings. Her husband is prominent at the gate. Why wouldn't he be? He's got total confidence. Everything at home is fine. You know, my wife, my children, my household, everything is fine. And not just because she's an efficiency freak, but because she loves. That's what makes it wisdom. Okay? She is clothed with strength and dignity. She laughs at the difficult times coming. She opens her mouth in wisdom, and on her tongue is kindly counsel. She watches the conduct of her household and doesn't eat her food in idleness. That doesn't mean she jumps up and down from the table. It just means, wisdom is always alert. That's what this text is teaching us. It's going to be important when we get, because this is the alert love energy, is what the guy who went and hid his thing didn't have. He had one talent, but he didn't do anything with it. That's not wisdom. Because it's not love, it's not energy, and it's not intelligent. Okay? Her children rise up and praise her. Her husband, too, extols her. And he says, many other women are proven worth, but you have excelled them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty fleeting. The woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Now, you see, this person, I know people like this. Women who run a big household, and are busy all the time, but never frantic. Never. And you can tell that what's driving them and having them make such intelligent decisions is love. The key is love. And so, when love inspires action, that action is wise. Now, if you take that, they're going to apply it, as I say, when we get to the gospel, apply it to these three fellows who got the talenta from their master. It's love that drives us to work. It's love that drives us to stand in front of an abortion clinic and in the snow and witness. It's love that drives us to talk to people. It's love that drives us to talk to a stranger on the bus and see if they're interested in learning about Jesus. It's love that drives us. That love is the Holy Spirit. And that's why he's the Spirit of wisdom. And so, this beautiful text, and I'd encourage you to read the whole thing. The editors have always got their time problem. They have to get this done so that they can get in and out of the parking lot for the next mass, sort of, see? But when you're home, you don't have that problem. Just pick up Proverbs 31 and read it. And it's an ideal, yes, for a wife. It's an ideal. But it's, that wife is an ideal for everyone. To have love energizing your activity, guiding it, making it wise, making it thoughtful, making it lightsome, that's love.